Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello again, everybody. Linda here with you on the show. And you know, always here on Senior Radio, we always look to bring you people who enrich your life. Because you know why? These are people who have already enriched our community. And we're so happy for the first time to be able to talk to you about the wonderful folks who are at People Inc. You know, People Inc. has been around for a long time, but better than me to tell you folks, we're so happy to have Rhonda Frederick, who is here, who is the president and CEO of People Inc., and also Sarah Bonstadt, who is here, the Senior Living Policy Administrator. And we're going to be talking about the fact that they do senior living as well as so many senior programs. So welcome, ladies. Good morning. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
I feel like it's been an extension of a great relationship because I was involved in your 50th anniversary program, and I learned so much about People Inc. then, and I was so impressed. And everybody who knows of People Inc., maybe firsthand, they have a family member or a friend who is going to a program or participates somehow with Senior Inc., or maybe even themselves. So Rhonda, why don't you start right off and remind everybody who People Inc. is.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here today, Linda. Thank you. People Inc., we're now 52 years old. As you said, you helped us with our 50-year anniversary. But we started out as a small organization formed by parents of children with disabilities. They were looking for adult services for them. And as we looked more and more at the Western New York community, we saw so many other places we could go and things we could do. And the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development came to us and said, hey, you do a great job in housing for individuals with disabilities. Have you ever thought of doing senior housing? And that's how it began.
Wow.
With a very innovative, creative board of directors who said, yes, go for it. And in the early 1990s, we started our journey into senior services. We do services for children, adults, seniors. We are really all over the place, and not only in the Buffalo area, but the Rochester area more recently. So I guess in the senior realm, I think about housing services. I think about rehab services. I think about home care. I think about adult daycare for individuals with memory loss. And we're case management. We're in all those services.
And it's amazing that there really wasn't any one organization that served all that before People Inc. came along. It's amazing. And I also think it's amazing that it was 52 years ago. It was really parents of kids wondering, okay, what is going to be for my child as they grow up? And I'm not here anymore. Who's going to take care of them? What's going to happen for them to fit into this community? And to think that you have grown so much into now that you have senior programs, I think it's amazing. You're also a nonprofit, am I correct?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, so everything is for the person that you're working with. How many people do you think you interact with on a yearly basis?
On a yearly basis, we see about 11,000 individuals and families.
Just amazing.
And we have over 4,000 employees.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's great to see that you're so healthy as an organization. And for our listeners this morning, just the fact that they have so many programs for us who are seniors, I think that's terrific. So, Sarah, let's get into all of those programs and what you can offer our senior listener.
Sure. Thanks again for having us. And I would say for anyone that's over 62, we have affordable senior housing all throughout Western New York. So we're talking about Erie County, Niagara County, and Cattaraugus County. We have 19 sites. So for that, it's an apartment, a one-bedroom apartment, and includes your heat and your water, and just have to be income eligible.
All right. Now, so that's how you become available to do this. You have to be income eligible.
Yep.
But does that mean that they need to be on Medicaid or can they be on Medicaid or how does that work?
They could. We would just consider typically it's a Social Security or a small pension and then any income off of your assets that you might have as well is how we can figure out their adjusted income.
And you also have a senior companion program and outreach programs. You have so many programs that actually benefit those who are now living alone.
Absolutely. One of the services that we do provide is a case management service within the apartment building. So we have case managers that are there, always available by phone and then come to the apartment buildings as well. Can help with food stamps, applications for insurances, you name it. They can help connect people with different services within the
And you know, city. Sarah, I misspoke when I said alone. I should say independent because you're really not alone, not with the team that you've built, you know, to keep people living their best life, you know,
right.
Whether that is with extended family that's nearby or on their own.
I think the apartment buildings, the people that you meet within them
right.
are all people like you.
Yeah.
And the friendships that form and people look out for one another. We have all kinds of social activities. We have a community room where people can gather and do things. And we see people, you know, visiting in their each other's apartments. I think that's one of the beautiful things
yeah.
that we do.
And people love being independent. They want to be independent. They want a place to call their own. They want a place to thrive and be themselves. And nicely, also let's add too, that they are becoming more available in different parts of Western New York. So if you prefer to be, let's say, on Grand Island nearer your family, you might be able
Absolutely.
To do that for them.
Yep. So wherever you would really want to go, wherever you grew up or you want to get back to your hometown, there's usually a place close by. And one of the other things that we do provide is grocery shopping. So that's an opportunity for those that want to give up transportation. They do have the opportunity to take advantage of our grocery shopping.
That's cool. So. That is great. So, Sarah, if someone is listening to this show this morning and they have a member of the family who would do so well in this or who they would like to get in touch with you, how do you suggest they do that?
Probably the best way to do is call our main affordable housing hotline. So that's 716-880-3890.
Okay, I'll ask you to give that again. Everybody, they always listen to this show with a pen or a pencil. So go ahead and give
Got
it
time
again.
To get it. Sure.
Yep.
716-880-3890. And the person will answer the phone and ask some questions just to kind of get an idea of what housing might be best available for you and might be the best fit.
That's great. We're speaking with Sarah Bonstadt, who is from People Inc. She's the Senior Living Policy Administrator. And we have Rhonda Frederick in the studio as well. She's the President and CEO. And Rhonda, we're talking a little bit to you and Sarah about all the programs that People Inc. helps other individuals with. It really starts from newborn all the way up to, you know, our senior living years.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, for your listeners, you may have family members, you may have grandkids that could benefit from our services. You may also know folks that are looking for employment.
Mm.
And we are absolutely always looking for great staff for our services.
What kind, let's be a little bit more specific. Who are you looking for? What kind of person are you looking for? And what kind of positions do you have?
We have a lot of direct support care positions. So working directly one-to-one with individuals. And we're looking for somebody with enthusiasm, integrity, and someone that's going to bring that to the job each and every day. I can speak for myself. I've worked at PeopleLink 42 years, started out in direct care, and best job I've ever had. Never intended to stay this many years, but couldn't leave because I love the job so much.
Isn't that something about a job, you know, when you don't really know too much about it, and you just figure, I'll take it for a while, then it kind of grows on you and it becomes part of your life. You couldn't think of doing anything else. If you have that special people gene, and you like other people, and you like meeting other people, and you most likely might even be able to get a position close to you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We have, in addition to our 19 senior living homes, we have another 140 locations throughout Western New York. So wherever you are, there's a PeopleLink place near you. So please give us a call.
And Rhonda, this also includes our Rochester friends.
Correct.
So if you're listening right on the edge there, your Batavia or even farther east, don't be afraid to go ahead and call.
Absolutely. We're growing services there every day.
That's fantastic. Listen, folks, People Inc. is such an asset to Western New York. We're so lucky to have this organization here. It's a nonprofit. They care about people. They help people in every way become their best selves. And you know, Rhonda and Sarah, what you have done with People Inc. as it has grown 52 years now and getting stronger and stronger, like you say, servicing probably close to 11,000 people here in Western New York, it's amazing. And when I think of communities where they think their cities are so rich in this and rich in that, they don't have things like this. And they don't have people who work with people one-on-one like you do and your coworkers do and your staff does, who care about somebody's outcome. They might be a stranger yesterday, but now they're a friend today, and they become family tomorrow. You know, it's pretty amazing what you do and the kinds of people you have helped. Maybe, Rhonda, you can give us a specific of a family that really, really were helped by People Inc. You can tell us about some of the services they received and what it meant to that special family member.
I always think back to the very first senior living complex we did on the corner of Souls and South Park in Hamburg. And Libby came. I was doing interviews. And Libby watched it being built, was living in a difficult situation for her, and always said she wanted to be in the corner unit by the big tree. And darned if she didn't get the corner unit by the big tree, live there probably 15 years, live there long enough for her daughter to also be eligible to live there. And she lived in another, that particular site has scattered buildings. I will never forget Libby because I would go there, I would see her. At that time, the town of Hamburg had senior services on site, and Libby just brought a smile to my face each and every day.
And that's just one. That's one story. You folks make stories like that happen every day. These are our heroic stories we don't hear about in the news. We hear about bad news. We don't hear about People Inc. and the success stories of them providing services so people can be as independent as possible here in Western New York and live their best lives. And it's just so great to know that you will help from early on right through our senior years, and you have such great programs, even for all of us folks. We're talking about senior living apartments. That's where Sarah comes in. Did you know they have a senior companion program, a seniors unlimited adult day program, senior outreach program, Elmwood Health Center? So it sounds like, Rhonda, that we may have some people in Western New York who kind of graduate into the senior programs that you have.
Yeah. With a disability or not, I mean, we take care of individuals. We do early intervention, so we're seeing babies at birth and right up to your your senior years with all kinds of wonderful activities and programs and services in between, not only for the individual, but for their entire family.
Well, we want to thank People Inc. for being such an important part of Senior Radio. We just love having you folks on board. I'm Linda Pellegrino, folks, and if you're interested, People Inc., 716-880-3890 is their main number, and you can always go to people-inc.org.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. We're so happy to have you with us. And we'd like to let you know that this segment is brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York. Experts when it comes to our bodies, because you know what? We're going to be talking about the problem of when we exercise, when we walk, or maybe when we overdo it, we hurt things like our joints. And I don't want us all to not move. Because we think that it's going to hurt and it's going to hurt for the rest of our lives. It won't. We have Dr. Adam Brzezinski on the line with us from Excelsior Orthopedics, and we're here to talk about the kinds of things that require a knee or shoulder surgery. And it's so nice to have you on with us, Doctor. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, Linda. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, listen, we're happy to have you. And we know that wear and tear happens over the course of a lifetime. Some people just live with it for year after year. But some people would like to say, you know what, I'd like to fix this and really look forward to my years of riding my bike and walking and running. And that's where you come in.
That's right. I mean, I think everyone hopes that their pain, discomfort goes away. But the reality is, you know, that there's two groups that we really look at to see, you know, let's have you come in. Let's get an idea of what's going on. And the two groups that I really look at are the people that have sudden onset of pain, where something happened, they had an injury, maybe there was a popping noise in their knee, they can't put weight on their leg, they have sudden swelling or discomfort in the knee. That's something that definitely would benefit from having an evaluation. And the other group is the people that have gradual onset of pain, where it's getting progressively worse, it's starting to limit their activities, it interferes with their day-to-day life, and they're having pain with sleeping. It's really important to get a good, accurate diagnosis, because you'll have more treatment options. The sooner we know what's going on, the better off we're going to be.
Doctor, do some people seek a surgery if they've had osteoarthritis or just arthritis for a long time that's really causing them pain?
For sure. You know, arthritis is definitely the most common cause of pain in patients 40 and older, and can be caused from osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, which can cause pain, stiffness, cracking and popping, and interfere with activities of daily living. And there's a lot of really great treatments out there for arthritis.
All right, let's go over some of them that are non-surgical.
Sure. So one of the major reasons people hesitate to come in to see me is that they're afraid that it's going to end up with surgery. But the vast majority of patients that I see in my office are actually treated non-operatively. And we have all sorts of different treatment options out there. So simple things like activity modifications, icing, bracing, using medicines like anti-inflammatory medicines or Tylenol, injections, and weight loss. They're all great tools to help improve pain from arthritis.
But there is a section of people now who have tried all of these things, and it doesn't help. And it's time now to look at something like a surgical procedure. Let's talk about the kinds of things that are available, right up to total joint replacement.
Exactly. So the patients that really would benefit or come in this category are the patients that have really exhausted all those non-operative treatment options. If you've tried everything, you've tried the medicines, you've tried the injections, and it's not working, then it might be time to consider it. And you have to really ask yourself, you know, how bad are my symptoms, and do they interfere with my daily activities? Does it hurt so much that, you know what, I think something needs to be done?
You know, Doctor, it's funny we should be talking about this because I have a sister-in-law who lives outside of the area, and she was suffering from leg pain forever, and it was actually diagnosed to be arthritis in the hip. And that got to be so bad, she just lived with it for years and years, dreading this hip replacement. She had the hip replacement. She said, if I knew it would have been this easy, I would have had it years ago. And that tells a lot about modern medicine and about what you do.
Absolutely. So first of all, I'm glad that your sister was able to get in and get it diagnosed, because that's ultimately the most important thing. But things have changed. You know, surgery and the surgical experience is so totally different than it was 10 or 20 years ago. You know, we're no longer using long hospitalizations. You know, the pain control before and after surgery has improved significantly. And we're getting people up and moving so much faster. So the overall experience has really improved for so many patients, and it's so much more smooth and just much better.
Oh, absolutely. We're speaking with Dr. Adam Brzezinski from Excelsior Orthopedics, and I want to let everybody know that he has an office, but Excelsior Orthopedics are everywhere you are. They are on Sheridan Drive, they're in East Amherst, they're in Orchard Park, Niagara Falls, downtown Buffalo, and even on South Benzing Road in Orchard Park. Their phone number, their main phone number, is 716-250-9999. And if you'd like to go online, it's ExcelsiorOrtho.com. Now, Dr. Brzezinski, let's talk a little bit about the pain that you might get from a knee or a shoulder. What kind of pain, what kind of symptoms might someone have that might lead them to you?
So it's really development of worsening pain and limits of your daily activity. So if you're starting to have stiffness, discomfort in your joints, you know, cracking and popping, and interference with your daily activities, you just can't do the things that you want to do because it hurts too much, that's usually a time to come in and get checked out.
You know, this would be a great time then, because we've all been kind of sitting around for a while with COVID and winter, and now that it's spring, a lot of us just want to get out. We want to start getting into the gardening, and we want to ride our bikes, and this means we're going to be more active. We're going to be kneeling down, getting up, throwing a leg over a bike, this kind of thing. And this is when your body tells you, if something has happened in the last few months, not to let it go. Because in many cases, like we were saying, non-surgically, there's so much you can do about it.
Absolutely. You know, as we always say, we're entering our busy season. You know, as the warmer weather starts hitting us, that's when we really start to see patients out and about, and we really see a rise in the amount of injuries and discomfort that patients get.
Yeah, and I hate to see seniors who have done so much in their life be sidelined, you know, because of pain. It's just so important to go and get it diagnosed, because what you think it is may not be what it is, and there may be an easier fix than you think.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Doctor, let's talk a little bit about the recovery and the importance of physical therapy for people who are coming back from a joint issue.
Sure. So most importantly, physical therapy is very, very important. I always tell my patients, especially patients that are considering undergoing a joint replacement surgery, that if you're not going to do the physical therapy, there's no point in doing the surgery, because it's so important to get mobilization, get you moving, and help to rebuild your strength quickly, that it's such a vital process of the surgery. And that's why we work so hand-in-hand with our physical therapist to make sure that we really tailor the experience to each patient individually.
You know, it's so interesting, because I was just watching the Masters, and of course Tiger Woods was playing. Now, a year ago, Tiger Woods was watching that match from his hospital bed. They thought he'd probably never walk again. He had such damage to his right leg. And he credits the physical therapy for a whole year for getting him back out on the golf course with hardly a limp. It's just amazing. If you listen to your doctor and you get out and you do the work, what can happen?
Exactly, and obviously Tiger Woods is a specimen, but you know, the patients that really dedicate themselves to the physical therapy are really the patients that we see make tremendous improvement, and it's really helpful for them.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm excited about this season coming up, and I know all of our listeners are, and I want to let everybody know who you are. It's Dr. Adam Brzezinski from Excelsior Orthopedics. You've seen them everywhere. They're at 3925 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. They're also located in East Amherst on Transit Road in Orchard Park, with two locations, that location in South Benzing Road in Orchard Park, Niagara Falls, and also downtown Buffalo. So this would be a great time. Am I right, doctor? If you have had some kind of pain or injury to a joint, knee, hip, shoulder, to come on in and get that evaluated.
Absolutely. You know, now is the time. The sooner you come in and get your diagnosis, the sooner we can get your knee pain improved, and the more options that we have for treatment.
Yeah, and like a cruise line says, let's get out there. Thank you, Dr. Brzezinski. Aging Gracefully and Senior Radio Buffalo is brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.